On the finest turntable in the world. On the finest turntable in the world. Finest turntable in the world. The finest turntable in the world. Finest turntable in the world. Finest table. The finest table in the world. Finest table. The finest in the world. 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 World.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 333. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who, if he receives one more negative complaint, will quit podcasting forever, Wombat.
Or will I continue to podcast?
To punish?
To punish those who complain, yeah.
Hmm. Well, you have time to think about that while we say hi to Shipwreck.
Hello. I want the answer now.
What would you prefer?
I'm good with either. I appreciate your work, but at the same time, I'm not tied to you. So
that is easily the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
No, I like you.
I know that.
Who do you have lined up to replace Wombat?
Yeah, who's my replacement there? Hotshot.
Well, I don't know. Like, do we have options?
No, you're the one firing me. I hope you have a plan.
Maybe we don't need another person.
Yes, you do. I've heard the shows where it's just the two of you.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't
unless
know who's
you want to call it the CADcast sleep aid podcast.
Right. Right. I don't know who's available, but Shipwreck, no ideas?
I'm not positive. I mean, is Phil Fish up to anything? Can we get him?
He's out, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think he's out of... Well, you know, maybe he'll just quit. He could do that if he wanted to, probably. He's got enough of a infamy that he could stop making games and just do a podcast, and probably people would listen to it. But you need so many people to listen to your show, to make money off it, to live off.
It would be like to make money, yeah.
For him, I think it would not be. He's not that popular. You know, Jeff Gerstmann could do that. Phil Fish cannot do that. So we got, Phil Fish, maybe.
Phil Fish. Excellent. You guys get right on that.
I don't think I want to talk to him.
The first minute one of you guys makes a joke at his expense, that would be that he would walk.
That whole thing is pretty weird.
That whole thing is pretty weird. So, there you go.
That's our analysis of that situation.
Yeah, I think so. That's
one of the hottest
topics
in gaming this week, and our analysis is that was pretty weird, huh?
I don't understand. Yeah. My whole thing with this is I know what it's like to tell people, you know, people tell you to kill yourself or that they're going to kill your family or whatever, all that stuff. I've gotten all that stuff. Maybe not as much as Phil Fish. Mine was probably more spread out over the years. The key thing is, though, like for him, there's no reason he needs to be on Twitter interacting with people. He makes the games, okay? If he needs to sell the game on Twitter, you could get an intern to run your Twitter account for nothing. He's got the Dennis Dyack disease where he's got to see what everybody is saying about him everywhere. It's weird. It is like a sickness in a way. Like it's a compulsion. You know people are talking about you and you have to read it. But
well, I think that's definitely I mean, I have that problem.
You still do that? You still have that problem?
I read everything that people tweet to me, and I read all the comments for the show. Yeah,
you do.
Every single one.
Right.
But it's more because I feel, you know, I feel grateful that people care enough to comment. And I have deep appreciation for the positive comments.
But you can handle it, though. That's you. You can, right?
If
you can
handle it, we've been doing this for 9 years.
Right, but you would know. You would probably know pretty quickly, don't you?
Occasionally. It gets to you occasionally.
Sometimes I read a comment and I don't want to talk to someone for the rest of the day.
Oh, still?
Sometimes.
No, come on.
When they're particularly bad, yeah. Usually when it's not something about me. Like if someone says something about my family, I tend to take it like a little harder than I probably should.
I haven't had one of those in a while.
I feel like I had one recently and I forgot what it was. So,
right.
I wouldn't say liberal with the block button on Twitter, but I'm not afraid to block people if they say one thing that's a little over the line. Also, the fake me insulting people that I actually have respect for.
Right.
Kind of, you know, was
bummed you out.
Was hurt. Yeah, that bummed me out a little bit.
There was a guy on Twitter who, yeah, but his account got banned like pretty quickly.
His account got banned, thankfully.
They take care of that pretty well at Twitter. I gotta say, like, you report somebody.
It took like 3 times.
Really? Oh, really?
3 tries. Yeah.
I thought, you know what? I think
it's not so bad though. Like,
yeah. I'm still convinced Justin McElroy thinks that he was insulted by the real me because he doesn't reply to any of my tweet questions to him anymore.
Nice. Yeah.
So I think he thinks that
maybe you
I
should
actually
send him a message.
Him with a, I know. I thought about it, but I don't know.
Because I
maybe
saw that I guy did something to Garnett Lee too, right? And his girl. He said something about his girlfriend, right, or something. I forgot.
Yeah, he was pretty insulting to him, and I apologized to Garnett. And
right, you know. I caught that one. You didn't even notice that one.
I know you said something to him before I even noticed it, which I appreciate too. I mean, it's one thing if you want to pretend to be me and say stupid things on the internet as me, that's fine. But don't involve other people that don't know that it's a joke.
Right, when it's your avatar and it's only like one number off.
Exactly, because then people are like, "Why? I thought Wombat was a cool dude. What happened? No, why is he being such a jerk to me?"
Nobody thought that.
I know. Well, I thought he wasn't a jerk.
A major asshole.
Yeah, well, major asshole was, you know.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I was about to say something.
Is that the Xbox One?
Yeah, I applied for a job at Xbox as major asshole, and they didn't bite.
Yeah.
I was going to be the counter to Major Nelson.
That wouldn't have been their worst decision. If they had done that.
That wouldn't have been their worst decision this week.
Think about it, yeah. Yeah, the whole Phil Fish thing, so he should know that he can't
handle it. Oh, is that what we're talking about?
We were talking about it. I don't know. I'm sure he'll be back. I think he'll figure out that there's no... He can make just as much money making and just have as much fun making his games without being on Twitter and reading NeoGAF.
Well, he brought some of it on himself. Let's not. He wasn't a innocent.
Some of it.
Bystander here. Like it's not just the same as people were being mean.
Right.
Like he was openly mean to people. Like it's his personality.
He did tell someone to go kill themselves. I've never told anyone to go kill themselves.
Frequently, I believe.
Yeah, that's not right.
Did you happen to see? I think there's a new special edition of Indie Game the Movie that's coming out with like 100 minutes of new footage, and I think part of that footage is the Phil Fish panel question where the Japanese guy asks what he thinks about Japanese games today. Did you happen to see that? Either of you guys?
I know what happened.
You know what happened, but you didn't see the video. So the video's up on YouTube. I watched the video. It's probably a 5-minute clip. I could not make it past Phil Fish's first sentence in response to this guy's question. When you see this Japanese guy who's in front of all these people in a foreign country, he's like struggling to get through the question because his English is, you know, not his native language. And I'm sure he's pretty nervous too. And he talks about in the questions like how proud he is to be Japanese because of their gaming heritage. And he doesn't say it as well as I'm saying, and even I
as eloquently as the giant bald man.
Right. He's struggling to get the words out, but you can understand what he's saying clearly, that he's proud to be Japanese and this is his gaming heritage. And please, what do you think?
Mr. Fish, I am very proud to be Japanese.
Exactly like that, except, you know, Japanese accent. And,
I know, but when I do that, people call me racist.
And his answer is like just the most mean-spirited, evil, like soul-crushing answer that he could have said to this guy. I mean, I can't imagine a worse thing that he could have said, except like if he started playing like the Chinaman music or something, like nee 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 nee. Oh, your game sucky. I mean, that could be the only thing that'd be more insulting to this guy. I had to turn it off after that. I couldn't listen to Phil Fish say another word. That's how bad it was. So I don't feel bad for the guy, but I guess he just makes a lot of bad decisions. He's one of those guys. I don't know. But I dare you to watch that clip and make it through Phil Fish's first sentence. I mean, it's that bad.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Did you guys play Fez?
No.
I played the demo. Does that count for anything?
Yeah.
But then I played the demo. That counts. Cheapy D said so.
You played the game. I
played like an hour of it or so. Like, I don't know. Didn't grab me.
No. I don't know. I was sort of turned off about everything that I heard about Phil Fish, and there's a lot of games out there. I didn't.
You know he's going to listen to this now.
Don't listen to this. We should call this show.
He's listening
to
it right now. He's listening to it right now, and he's hate masturbating. How dare you guys?
Is that a thing?
Hate masturbating? It is now.
Right. Well, yeah. You should not listen to this. That's the thing. Like, and who cares? Like, really, who cares? Phil, who cares what I think? Who cares what NeoGAF thinks? I mean, really. He's right. I mean, like, he says some things that make sense. Like, you know, why do I care what you think? You're just a guy posting on a message board. But he does care. That's the that's the problem. He does care. Stop caring.
The only opinion in this industry that matters is that of shipwrecks.
He pretty much gets it right 98% of the time, I would say.
Sometimes.
98%.
Sometimes, yeah.
I wouldn't be mean to him.
You wouldn't? No, well, you're always nice to everybody. Okay. I've never seen you do anything mean.
I remember about 10 minutes ago when he wasn't nice to somebody very important.
He's making jokes. These are jokes. It's supposed to be a funny thing that we're doing here.
Oh, I didn't know Shipwreck told jokes.
By the way, speaking of fish, this is a great segue, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
So I have these friends in town, these basically friends of friends from New York, and they're coming to Tokyo for a couple days. And the guy asked me for like recommendations and shit. And I'm horrible at that, as Shipwreck can attest to. Because I'm very reliant.
You're good at that.
What's that?
You're good at that.
Mrs. Cheapy must have done all the heavy lifting on whatever we provided to you. But anyway, so my friend of a friend, I guess, got in touch with this other guy who is like a guide, a Tokyo guide who you can hire, and he'll bring you around to like the best restaurants, and basically, you know, he's got like the hookup everywhere, right? So we all got together yesterday for lunch at this sushi place, and it was really interesting to meet. First of all, the sushi place was ridiculous. It was one of these, the place, first of all, this guide, he had the place open up just for us for lunch, because I guess he does this a lot. He brings like celebrities around. I think he brought Anthony Bourdain around, like when he came a while ago, like on his first, whatever, many TV series ago. But then I met this other dude who is a chef, and he travels. He's got like some dessert, a patisserie wombat. Is that what you call a dessert chef?
Sure. No,
store or something. So he's got like some of the...
Yeah, a patisserie would be the store.
The store. What do you call the...
pastry chef would be the pastry maker.
Yeah, what do you call that?
A pastry chef.
No, there's obviously a name that's more fancy than that.
Pastry chef.
Mr. Pastry Chef.
Mr. Pastry Chef.
Anyway, so I met this guy. His name is actually David Myers, and he's got some restaurants in LA, and he travels around a lot, and he gave me this business card. He must be doing pretty well, because this business card is made of wood. I've never seen, like, listen, I'm going to hit it on my microphone. That's me hitting this guy's business card on my microphone. That's like a $15 business card or something.
Well, I mean, just because someone has a nice business card doesn't mean that they're...
Right, I know. But he's got that. It's very interesting. He travels around.
Patissier.
Right. He says patissier. That like basically Japanese people like just love to buy all these like desserts and shit in department stores.
Have you ever
stores.
Seen the YouTube video of the guy with the business card? It's my favorite clip on YouTube.
Uh-uh. What?
It's easily my favorite clip. The business card guy on YouTube?
Uh-uh.
This card says nothing. Let me show you a card. This card is the best card I've ever seen because it's mine.
You've never seen that guy? I've never even heard of it.
Oh my God, it's my favorite clip on YouTube. I'll send it to you after the show.
Right. Anyway, I just
and
want...
you can post it in the show link so people can watch it while they listen and go, that was dumb. Why did Wombat just waste 5 minutes of my time?
Right. Perfect. And then you'll quit podcasting forever.
Exactly.
Anyway, this place was really, it was a real, I've been to a lot of good sushi places, so I just wanted to say the name of this place because it was really good. Not like I got a free meal or anything, but.
And it's not like, they don't sound like they're hurting for business, but go ahead.
It was called Tatsuhiro Nishi. and it was in the Shinjuku area, and it was really cool. So now I got, but now I got this, I'm friends with this, like, this tour guide guy who apparently, like, knows all the secrets of Tokyo. So if anybody's coming to town and, like, they want to be stepped on by a skinny Japanese woman with golf cleats or something, I think this guy could probably make it happen. So let me know if you need that.
Now we know what you're into.
That's from a movie. Do you know what movie?
The movie with the golf cleat.
One. I Shot Andy Warhol.
Oh.
There's a guy who likes to get walked on by women wearing golf cleats. Yep. Anyway, some show feedback, Wombat, perhaps.
Sure. Fourth Horseman wants to know, Chiefy, why do you still need your old TV remote after purchasing the new one? Seems like a shitty $400 remote if it can't replace your old one completely. Have you hid the successfully hid the old remote yet?
I did hide it. I don't need stove? It. It's not that I need it. Because, first of all, it's a Japanese television, and the whole remote is in Japanese. So I really don't need it. And I don't watch any Japanese television. So I don't. I'm not going to throw it out. So, like, I hid it somewhere, and Mrs. Chibi hasn't been able to find it, and she hasn't said anything
about it. In the dirty laundry?
What, in the laundry? That would be... I know I just put it inside a Blu-ray case, like the cardboard part.
In your son's room?
No, it's just sitting next to all my stack of media. My media tower.
Gotcha.
That has no actual tower. It's just sitting on top of each other.
The other hot topic on the show was, of course, indie games. Maxiel commented, I waited until Wombat asked the scintillating question, is Valve indie to delete this show?
Right.
Although the title of the show was Delete This Show, so he could just be making a joke.
I think he was.
I hope so. And I think Valve is indie, right? They're a private company that self-publishes their game. Isn't that the definition of indie?
I liked that everybody in the comments was describing what indie games were, like, definitively, and they were all different definitions of what indie games were.
It was quite amusing. I there were really too many to pick.
I'll tell you, because when we do the Cheapy Awards, not to bring up a sore subject, I still haven't posted them. We had the category for indie game retailer. And I was talking to the PlayAsia guy, and he's like, well, what does that even mean, indie game retailer? And I was like, I don't even know. Like,
it means a privately held company.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said.
Publishes their games. That would be the film definition. So I assume it holds true for video games as well.
I guess.
I don't know.
They're indie.
Yeah.
They do it themselves.
You just know.
Even codename Lenny said, Wombat, come on. I think you may be generalizing indie games a bit much. You have, of course, played and enjoy indie games. When people say indie games, they don't always actually mean indie pretty much. They don't always mean indie. Pretty much anything on XBLA that isn't funded by a publisher would be considered an indie. For example, Bastion. That is true. I, of course, don't hate all indie games. I just hate it when everyone tells me I need to play and love this game because it's indie. That drives me nuts. You should play this game to support the indie movement. Is it any good? You need to support indie games. That's not the question. The question was, is it going to be fun? Support indie games.
There's a lot of really good indie games out now, especially now. Like, this is like,
how many games can you play that have faux 8-bit graphics?
Before I don't like that, though. You'd be amazed.
I guess so. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I mean, there are the games like on some of these are really good now.
You would be surprised. If I showed it to you, you would think that it was a next-gen game.
I'll take your word for
it. That Diablo, that Van Helsing Diablo clone game, I mean, you would think.
That does sound pretty cool. I do like anything with monsters.
So yeah, I mean, it's Diablo. And it looks basically as good as Diablo, if not better in parts. I mean, it's a good-looking game. And it was, you know, made by a couple dudes and cost $15.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Anything else here?
Tank Core had to say, I thought the show was great, guys. My only slight complaint would be to skip anything dealing with the gun control debate or politics in general, unless it's video game related. So this is where...
Go kill yourself.
Maybe I fell asleep, But I thought you were just saying, like, the basic facts of, in Japan, there are no guns, so you can only shoot the airsoft guns, and in the United States, there are guns. That was pretty much all I heard you say.
I thought that, that was interesting, I think I said. Yeah, I said I thought it was interesting, and that, in a way...
It might have gone on a little bit more than that.
Yeah, a little.
Did it go on
much.
A little more than that? I thought that was pretty much all you said, like, you were just talking in generalizations. I don't think we ever gave an opinion, but there were a lot of comments on us giving our opinions on gun control.
People only
have. And I was like,
listened.
I don't ever remember giving a gun opinion.
People
on
only have Wombat. People are listening to this show, like, while they're doing their laundry and reading a magazine, reading websites and shit. So they only get like a little bit of what we're saying.
I do remember you telling the story of you shooting a gun off the side of a cruise ship for the 13th time.
That was a great feeling for me, getting kicked in the shoulder.
I mean, again, we all know the story.
I think my simple point was that the fake guns can be just as much fun and, you know, even more fun than the real ones. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, which isn't an opinion on gun control.
I don't think so. I was just
that's
experience.
What I thought too. Okay, that I just wanted to clarify that because I think a lot of people were confused over nothing.
I mean, I've shot two real guns in my life and two fake, two like good fake guns, and I had a lot more fun with the fake guns. That's all.
There
I'm
you
saying.
Go.
That's it.
Which is a valid opinion if it's your opinion.
Okay. I saw an awesome movie, Wombat.
I know, I'm jealous.
It's just the new Justice League, animated Justice League cartoon called Flashpoint Paradox, which just came out. I think it's available for rental maybe next week, starting
soon. I think it's available for rental next week. You could buy it this week, but
right.
I don't want to buy it.
I know, I bought it. I have a lot of Apple credit, so I bought it. I watched this with Ty. I didn't know anything about it, but we've seen the other ones. This is not a movie that you want to watch with your six-year-old son because it's pretty intense. It's pretty dark. It's really violent. It's the most violent of any of these movies by far. Like there's dismemberment. there's people dying. There's a lot of bad shit going on. But the movie is amazing. Do you know the comic that it's based on, Wombat?
I never read Flashpoint. It's relatively recent, so.
The story's really good, even though it involves time travel, and usually that's the kiss of death. It involves time travel and alternate realities, and that's usually the kiss of death, right? Because you can.
Well, that's a pretty big theme in DC in general, and a pretty big theme with the Flash. So.
Well, because of
and
yeah,
has speed. And has been for 50 years.
Oh, Flashpoint.
Right, it stars the Flash. He's the
got
big,
it now.
But everybody's in it.
Yeah, hence the Justice League moniker.
Right, and it's but you know the reason, obviously, the reason why they always do these alternate universes is so they can kill off characters and have fun, more fun than usual.
Usually, there's a reason for it, and it's the reason is we don't have a good reason. So
right,
this different is, universes.
This is, I don't want to spoil anything. And I won't.
Please don't.
But this is the best use of that I've ever seen. This is the best alternate universe story and characters that I've ever seen. I cried at the end of the movie. I'm not joking.
I saw your tweet and my wife laughed at you.
Three tears. Does three tears qualify as crying? If you can count the tears.
Are you excited for the Flash TV show that's going to come out?
Is that really happening?
They're going to make they're fast tracking, no pun intended, a pilot at least for a Flash TV show that will be a spin-off of Arrow, so they'll both take place in the same universe.
Oh.
With the other tidbit being it may or may not this part is just rumor at this point tie into a possible Justice League film after Batman Superman. So instead of making a Flash movie, they'll make the TV show and have, I guess it would be the current Arrow as Green Arrow in a Justice League movie.
I don't know that I could handle like a young Flash.
Well, who says it would be first of all, how old do you think Flash is?
I don't know, 30.
Okay.
I mean, that young, works. like Green. How old is Green Arrow supposed to be in the TV show? Like
in the TV show, I think he's supposed to be in his early to mid 20s.
Right.
But the guy who plays him is like 32.
Right. 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 Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I don't think I could handle young, like a super obnoxious young Flash.
I don't want teenager Flash. Now, Impulse? No, I don't need another Impulse. I'm happy with it. Yes, I think a 20-something to early 30s Flashes.
Yeah. So anyway, like, so we're watching this movie, and it's clear maybe like 30 minutes into the movie that this is not a good choice for Ty. But it was too late already. I already bought the movie, and we were already watching it, so... I let him.
Probably wanted to keep watching it.
He would have went nuts if I turned it off. But I really feel that he knows that he understands that it's all fake, that none of this stuff is real. It doesn't give him nightmares. It gives us stuff to talk about after. I don't know. He seemed fun.
It's funny because I had that conversation with Sabrina this week because on Monday I recorded an Uninformed Opinions. And before recording, Laura asked me what the topic was, and I said it was sitcoms. And Sabrina asked me what a sitcom was.
Right.
So I explained it to her, and I said, you know, it's like those shows you watch on the Disney Channel. She goes, oh, so fake shows. Like, yeah, fake shows.
Right. They're all fake shows, honey.
Yeah.
Even the real ones are fake.
Yes, but, you know.
Anyway, great movie. One of the best movies I've seen in a long time, animated or live action. I mean, this is the best DC animated movie, so that tells you how good it is. Bam. Bam.
Bam.
How about some new releases? Video games. We like video games.
I like video games better than DC Comics.
Yay.
Yeah, I kind of do too, but still. How dare you?
Right. No, I actually, The Flash is okay.
I was going to say, watch
this movie, Chip. You gonna watch this movie when it comes out for rental?
I don't know. You had me at this has The Flash in it, and then you immediately lost me with it when you said it has everybody else in it too.
No, The Flash is the main character. No, but it's different versions of everybody else. So it's trust me, that will not you'll like these versions of the characters probably better than the normal versions. Trust me.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't guarantee that I'm going to rent it.
You can't guarantee it?
No.
I give this movie my highest rating, where I guarantee that you like it. I guarantee. Okay. I don't know what that guarantee actually means. I don't know if that it means I'm going to refund the cost of your rental or the 2 hours of your time, hour and a half of your time.
No, I think you need to give them back the time.
How do I do that? Get the Flash
on?
I don't know.
You better start figuring that one out.
Right. I may have to watch that
new
movie
releases.
Again. Yes, new releases.
Not a whole lot came out this week. Cloudberry Kingdom for PC, Xbox Live Arcade, and PSN came out. It's a 2D super challenging platformer that procedurally generates levels based upon your ability.
So when I play, it's just going to be like flat, one straight piece. Maybe like one jump every 3 minutes.
Perfect. Yep. You'd have a good time though, right?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I played the demo of it on Xbox Live. I kind of like it, but like it's very clearly aimed at the people who like Super Meat Boy or Alien Hominid. Like it has the visuals of an Alien Hominid. It almost looks like a Flash type game. But it has the precision jumping of a Super Meat Boy. And the graphics kind of, I don't know. They just, not that it's a Flash game necessarily turns me off, but just like the style of them weren't doing much for me. But the platforming's fun. It took me a little while to get used to like the timing of the jumps, like how long it took to jump after I pressed the button, that type of stuff. But I don't know. It seems all right. It's only $10, which is surprising anymore. Like
you don't see a lot. It's an endangered species right there on Xbox Live.
Right. Like I just assume something comes out and like, I don't want to pay $15 for that. But this came out at $10, so.
I've noticed that you see a lot more $5 DLC now. Don't you think? Like this new Bioshock DLC that just came out. Don't you think like maybe a year ago that would have been $10? Or is the new trend, it seems like maybe the new trend is to release $3-$5 packs, right? Is that what they're doing too, Bioshock?
They probably figured out that they could get people to – it's all a money game. So I'm sure they figured out that, hey, we could charge $10 for this, but not that many people will buy it, whereas we could split up content and then charge $5 each for it, and we – people are more willing to give that $5 initially.
And
the next time around, they're like, oh, yeah, I'll throw another $5 at it. I'm still interested in this game.
I think that's a good strategy. Because you feel a lot better about these things. Even if you buy this stuff and it doesn't pan out, you feel a lot better about that $5 DLC than $10 DLC for sure.
Did you buy the BioShock
Infinite
DLC then?
I didn't. Because last night we were discussing on Instant Messenger if I should buy it while I was waiting for Mrs. GB to come home. Nah, I just played more Saints Row.
It's arena. Yeah. It's arena stuff. Who likes arena fighting? Solo arena fight.
That's $5.
It's the worst part of most games.
Right, with $5.
The next DLC looks cool, though.
The next DLC does look cool, but that's not this DLC.
Is that $5 too?
I don't think so.
Oh. Yeah, I think it is. No, I think it is. Because I think the season pass is only... what, $15 for this game?
Right.
I think there's 4 DLCs planned, so...
All right. I'll take your word for it. I want you to be right.
I think it's $5.
Okay.
Cool.
But that looks cool, because that's new story content.
That takes you back to the world of Rapture.
Should have you in the trailer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else came out this week? Xenoclash 2 came out for PSN and Xbox Live. That's already been out for PC in the past. I still haven't tried it.
I almost bought it. It was on sale, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was on sale for like $7 or something.
I know. I like the first one, but I just have so many games to play. It's too many.
Yeah, that is true. Let's see. Rise of the Triad came out on PC. Did you ever play that?
I did
back
not.
In the day?
I did not.
Neither did I, so I have no interest in this one, I don't think.
That must have come out like in the time where I stopped playing those first person. Is it a first person shooter? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's a first person shooter.
Yeah, I don't think that was one of the ones I played. I did play a lot though. Okay. What else? Anything? Pixel Junk Monsters Ultimate HD.
Yeah, $15 for Vita. It's just another version of Pixel Junk Monsters.
It's a lot of those.
Which I loved it, but I already own it for PSP and PS3. So I'll wait until this goes free for PlayStation Plus users.
Soon.
Or you could buy the PlayStation 4 version.
All right, 3 weeks.
HD.
4 weeks over under on this being free for PS Plus.
Oh, I say 2 months.
2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes this stuff happens about real fast. What else we got here? Oh, Sir, You Are Being Hunted. Is that really out for PC this week?
I believe so, yeah.
That looked kind of cool. I didn't realize that was done already.
That's the one where the robots are hunting you?
Yeah, I had no idea that was already done. Cool, I'll have to check that out. And also, what else? That's it, right? Pretty much?
That's it. Yes.
Pretty quiet week.
All right.
Been a quiet summer.
Well, let's do a quick word from our friends at GoDaddy.com. We've got some coupon codes for discounts on web hosting and domain registration. We have CAG249, which gets you $2.49 domain registration for the first year. We have CAG32OFF1, which gets you 32% off your order, whether you're a new customer or not. And Free9, which gets you a .com domain registration with a year of free private registration for $4. So, yeah, just go do the CADcast thread if you want to grab these coupon codes again. And that's GoDaddy.com. Yeah.
Yeah, you can check to see if hate masturbation is hatemasturbation.com is still available.
That could be big.
That could be big.
Let's see. Multiplatforming, Wombat's News and Stuff. I've been playing. I bought Skulls of the Shogun, which just came out on PC, the Bonafide edition. I've played about 2.5 hours of it so far, and I know that you guys have played it, but you've both played it, right?
Yeah, we both have it.
I played some of it on Xbox.
Yeah, me too.
But you guys haven't made it past the first hour, right? You haven't.
I don't think so. I think, like I said this morning, when I was playing it, it kind of made me sleepy.
Well, you have to go through a tutorial for, but I don't know. I thought I'm really enjoying it. It looks great on PC. I mean, the artwork is really nice. The writing is funny. And the gameplay is really cool. It's like a real-time strategy game for dummies in a way, but it's not that it's easy. It's just, it's easy to figure out what's going on and what you need to be doing. And it works perfectly.
It's a tactics game.
Yeah, and it works great with the controller, with the Xbox controller. I don't know. I mean, I'm 2.5 hours in, and I die a fair amount, but not enough where I feel like it's too hard. I just feel like I'm still learning how to play. I'm really impressed with the game. It's really fun. So Skulls of the Shogun, it's been out for Xbox. It's out for like Windows tablet or whatever they call it. I don't even know. But the PC version's really good, so you should check that shit out.
You know what we forgot about in new releases?
Uh-uh.
The NVIDIA Shield launched.
Oh, right. I read a few reviews
and we
of it.
All bought one today.
No. I will admit to checking Amazon America and Amazon Japan to see if either of them were selling it, and neither are selling it. So
I checked my Micro Center and they did not have it in stock. They either were sold out or
not what? Sold out.
They had 8 of the carrying case.
Oh.
Available. Oh, but I did not buy the carrying case.
Would you have bought it if they had it?
I would have been tempted. My big hang up with it is it's really hard to tell how well it's going to work in your own house. Like, I read the reviews and they all seemed somewhat positive. I mean, the thing is, it doesn't really solve a lot of really pressing needs. as a device.
It's expensive for something that no one needs for any reason ever whatsoever.
Right. You said none wrong. You pronounced it pressing. It's pronounced none.
But it's still kind of neat.
It is neat. And the reviews basically said that exactly what you just said. I read Ben Gilbert's review and David Hinkle's review at Engadget and Joystick, respectively. And they both pretty much said that it was neat and that it mostly worked well, but they kind of didn't really know why they needed it or why it needed to exist. And that some of the PC gaming, the PC streaming stuff seemed to be one of the better features.
Well, that's the only feature that is like unique.
But it's totally going to be dependent on how your house is laid out, it sounds like, in terms of your router and how strong your Wi-Fi signal is. And how compatible your router is with the Shield. So, I don't know.
It's a difficult bullet to bite right now.
And you know it's not going to do well. So it's probably going to be cheaper soon. Pretty soon.
I wouldn't even be... Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be cheaper soon. But then also, is NVIDIA going to continue supporting it and updating it? And that's what I'm more worried about rather than it being cheaper soon.
Right, because apparently you can't just go ahead and stream any game to it. It has to. There's certain games which are supported, and the ones that aren't supported, you're sort of like, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. So, I think we should let some people beta test it first.
In my house? Like, that's the only way I know whether or not it works, right?
Yeah. Well, you can return it. Buy it from some place where you can just return it.
You know what? I bet Ben Gachara has one. You should invite him to your house.
I don't think he did get one. I don't know, though.
I don't know.
Follow him on Twitter.
Out.
He has not tweeted about it.
Doesn't mean he doesn't have one.
He did tweet about the Oculus Rift. He does like the Oculus Rift a lot. He thinks the Oculus Rift is going to be the moneymaker.
Oculus Rift was my favorite Madball.
Was that really one of the guys?
No, Oculus Orbis was the name of one of the Madballs. Why do I know that?
Right, exactly. Think about it. You could have actually have some real knowledge in that space in your brain, but instead you know Madballs.
I can't believe you remember a character name
from Madballs.
Oculus Orbis. And
did you watch the cartoon? Is that how you know or what?
Hornhead and I can't believe those are the only two I can think of.
Mummy Man.
Yummy. There wasn't Yummy Mummy. Yeah, there was
ball
the Mummy
sack.
One. No, there was the green one with the droopy eye. There was the one that looked screaming Mimi was the baseball. And I think there was only six launch.
Yeah. Only six available at launch.
Wow. Yeah.
I like Mad Balls. What do you want from me?
I can't wait for the next Uninformed Opinions podcast where you do a whole 30 minutes on Mad Balls.
Right. Like, and were you into Mad Balls because of the toy? Like, what did you...
What
how far
you
did
in?
You delve into the Mad Balls universe here?
I think I just liked them because they were kind of, you know, grossy. I was really into monsters.
I like balls.
And I like balls.
Yeah, this is Young Wombat. I like balls.
I like
Mom,
balls.
Can you give me some more balls?
Whatever.
Wombat, stop playing with your balls! Come down for dinner! Young Wombat and Mama
like
Wombat. Yeah, I know.
That's pretty good.
Young Wombat and Mama Wombat sound very similar.
Almost the same.
Almost like the same person.
Almost. Yeah, I used to pick up the phone of the kid. Hello, Mrs. Knocked. No, that didn't happen. No.
So yeah, Skulls of the Shogun. What else were we talking about? I forgot.
Aren't you playing another game?
I don't know. Like, I'm playing Saints Row. I have the review build of Saints Row 4, but I don't think I can really talk about it until...
I don't think you're allowed to really talk about
but
it.
But I can.
Either.
But I can talk about... The first 4 hours of the review build are just the 4 hours, pretty mostly just the 4 hours from the other build, which I'm allowed to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I could say that it's really good and it's really funny. And
based off of the first 4 hours.
But yeah, from the preview, from the other preview, not this one that I can't talk about. But I will say, I will give a warning to people, and I'm going to write the review. That's the plan. And I will be very careful in my review to not give away the jokes, because the jokes are really what makes this game. And I think a lot of reviews, in an effort to show you how funny the game is, are going to give away jokes. Like, you know, like a movie trailer. Like when you see a movie trailer for a comedy and they give away every joke in the fucking trailer. So steer clear of that and you won't have to worry in our review. But game is good. And Mrs. Chibi is enjoying watching me play. I think I can say that. Am I allowed to say that? If
sure.
not, then I didn't say it. I'm still talking about the preview.
Right. She enjoys watching.
I'm talking about Skulls of the Shogun. Did you finish the Swapper ship?
I did finish the Swapper.
It's not that long, right?
I think it took me 4.5 hours, maybe 5.
That's not that long.
I must be pretty close then. Did you enjoy it to the end?
Are you at the part where you make more versions of yourself and stand on switches?
Yes.
Okay, you're close then.
Yeah, I feel like I've played 3-4 hours or so. I have to check that.
Have you had to look up any solutions yet?
No.
Okay. I had to look up one, not because I didn't understand what I was supposed to be doing, but just because it was annoying to try to figure out exactly where to put the clones.
Okay.
Way to cheat, A-Rod.
Mm-hmm. I tried it on my own. I knew what I was supposed to be doing. It was just a exact placement issue.
Understood. So is the ending, does it finish up strong? Is it?
It does. There's you can get 2 different endings.
Okay.
It's very much, it's got a good thematic elements towards the end too, like where all the story starts tying together really well.
Oh, cool.
And apparently, like, I had no idea until after I'd beaten the game, but there were secrets in the game, like secret rooms you could find, and that's where all the achievements are tied to. So if you don't find any of those rooms...
You can't tell me you care about the Steam achievements, can you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I just found it interesting that, like, I finished the game, I'm like, wait, there's 7 achievements here or whatever that I didn't get anything for this game.
Right.
So yeah, apparently there's secret rooms that you can find.
Oh, all right.
But
I get it. No, I've only, what's that? Sorry.
It's definitely worth playing. Like,
oh yeah.
It's very cool.
It's pretty. And the ambiance is really cool. I've only played 1.5 hours of it actually. So I guess I'm not close to finishing it, but,
I like it when a game can keep me interested in it and it doesn't have enemies of any sort.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a tricky thing to do.
Absolutely, yeah. But it's the ambiance, I think. The atmosphere of the game is just, especially if you play it at night, it's just really cool.
I think it's the puzzles, too, that, like, some of them are clearly influenced by Limbo. But some of the puzzles, it's like, you kind of have to think outside the box to, it kind of it teaches you things, and then you have to kind of go, I don't know, opposite of those teachings to figure out some stuff.
And then when you solve it, it's sort of like poetry in motion, because it's all, a lot of it is going to be played out in slow motion, and it's like an elaborate dance, sort of. It's a really cool game, The Swapper. You should check it out. It's on Steam, and I think that's pretty, just PC only, I think. Maybe it's Mac, yeah, I don't know.
They should be able to make that for consoles, I would think. You control it only with the mouse and keyboard right now, but
you'd think
real reason that you couldn't do it with a controller.
Hmm. And you started playing Rogue Legacy?
I did. I bought that on your suggestion.
Yes.
Very much like Spelunky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I played it for about 25 minutes. Like, I get the appeal of it. It's fun.
Uh-oh.
It hasn't hooked me yet, but I can see how it might. I think it needs to be a portable game. I really do.
Ah, it should work fine on that. I mean, it should work fine on console or anything, handheld.
Yeah, I just think in the way that, like, I mean, you go out and you can die in 30 seconds in this game. Like, you can burn through one of your dudes, like, instantly. So it really, like, lends itself well to, like, I'm going to play this game for 5 minutes and then,
yeah,
and then walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when I'm sitting down at my PC, it's not exactly the type of experience I'm looking for.
As you go through the game and you level up, you'll last longer. But I totally get, you're never going to last that long. Yeah, you're right. It's a perfect portable game. Get on that, Rogue Legacy makers. What
it's
else gotta
we got
here?
Vita at some point. It has to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll be great on Vita, for sure. What's this about a Batman Arkham Origins multiplayer mode? Has been announced first time. I don't know anything about it. I didn't read it.
Oh yeah, it's so it's 3v3v2. So you're either a Joker thug, a Bane thug, or Batman and or Robin.
Okay.
And to me, it looks very similar to, you know, the single player game pays homage to Splinter Cell. So why shouldn't the multiplayer?
Okay.
It reminds me a lot of Mercs versus Spies, just with Batman added in there.
Is it played from the third person perspective?
I would assume so.
Oh, Mercs vs. Spies, it depended which one side you were on.
That's true. That's true. Good point. So I don't know. The video, that the launch trailer was very choppy. So it wasn't a very well put together trailer, I thought. Mm. And, you know, I just hope that this doesn't suffer from, you know, Tomb Raider syndrome, where they now will say that this game was a huge failure in sales because they spent too much money making a multiplayer mode that no one played.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you know, I'm always kind of hesitant on what really seems to be a shoehorned in multiplayer mode not made by the developers of the game, when this Batman game already isn't being made by the developers of the last two Batman games.
Right.
So, yeah, you got a lot to prove this year, Batman.
Hmm.
Batman's got a lot to... I'm still not really sold on it yet.
Right.
They're coming pretty quickly now, aren't they? These Batman games?
Yeah, well, it's a different, you know, it's not Rocksteady.
Well, I know. It just seems like it's starting to get into the Assassin's Creed.
Because they make money.
Well, yeah.
The Activision mode.
Yeah.
Time to drive the franchise.
The last two were very good. If this game is very good or great even, then they can make as many as often as they want. It's just, don't damage the Batman license with a shitty game. And it is possible to damage the Batman license. Joel Schumacher did a pretty good job.
Time to Guitar Hero up that Batman franchise.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Batman. Don't do this to me, Batman. I love you, Batman.
I remember when this got announced, I thought it was just like going to be a Xbox Live Arcade, like 2D side-scroller or something.
No, there is a 2D side-scroller.
Oh, there is that, Batman. Too. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's Xbox Live Arcade. I think it's like Vita,
portable,
isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I played it at E3.
There you go.
I was working.
GP finished the game already.
I didn't. It seemed like it didn't, you know, didn't really do it for me, but okay. What else we got here?
Do we I love this headline.
Let's hear about headsets, Wombat.
God, who
I just love this headline. The headline on Polygon was Xbox One will be compatible with current gen headsets, Microsoft confirms.
Okay, but that's always been the case, hasn't it?
That's what I said. Well, with an adapter that you have to pay for.
Right. Okay.
It's not like an out of the box the Xbox One is compatible with current gen.
No,
headsets.
I assumed that you would have to buy an adapter when they announced that.
Yeah, I don't think it was always that way though. It was we're gonna see what we can do or something along those lines.
And which isn't necessarily
and then now they've said yes again.
I mean, if you spent $200 on a Turtle Beach headset, you probably don't want to spend $200 on a new one. So making an adapter that works with those makes sense. As long as that adapter doesn't cost $25.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. I still think they should just put a stupid headset in the box.
What is this thing?
But that doesn't solve the problem of the $200 Turtle Beach headsets.
No, it doesn't solve the problem of the Turtle. That's what I'm saying. It's good to have the adapter, but it's also good for people who don't have a Turtle.
I think they'll make these adapters for like a year, and then it'll be like nobody will buy them really. And then it'll be super expensive to buy one.
Because they'll stop making it.
In 2 years. Yeah.
On the secondary market. This comment that I have here is from a confirmed Xbox One developer from Reddit.
Okay.
So this is his thoughts on, I guess, the Xbox One, and this is from a day ago. I just pulled this off of Reddit. So, back during the Ask Me Anything, I mentioned the reasons I think why every Xbox One comes with a Kinect, and that is to guarantee 100% adoption rate. This is a chicken and egg problem where we are magically creating the egg. That bit about the cost of the Kinect also created some confusion, but I did mean total R&D costs. My thoughts on this has changed a bit since then, and that is we should still bundle the Kinect in every box, but leave out the requirement of having it plugged in. We provide the option to turn it off completely, and people are welcome to cover it up or turn it around as well. So letting people unplug the Kinect doesn't change our guarantee to game developers. Plus, we will get brownie points for making a consumer-friendly choice. Hmm. I think our execs know this. So let's read that. There's more to it, but I want to stop there for now.
Okay.
So what's interesting about this is I didn't know that there was an option. Is he confirming that there is currently an option to turn off the Kinect completely? You just have to keep it plugged into the machine.
No.
Okay. So he's saying there should be an option to turn it off completely. So, because I, you know, will probably just keep mine turned around if I don't want it staring at me.
No, you're not. It's going to stare at you.
You're going to
plug it in. You're never going to move it.
Yeah, well, like my current Kinect.
Wombat, you know what else has a camera in it that's always on? Your cell phone.
Oh.
It has two of them.
Look at that.
iPad in your house or every tablet probably has.
They've solved the problem of moving your Kinect because now you can't unplug it. They've already solved that problem, Wombat. They know you're too lazy to get off your couch and turn it around when you want to.
Well, can you? I thought they said you couldn't unplug it. So now you can unplug it?
No, he's saying, your reading comprehension is not great. Maybe because you were reading it out loud at the same time. But he said,
He said
he's thinking now that as an Xbox developer, that the way they should go is to include it in every box still, but you don't have to have it plugged in anymore.
Yes, that's what I just said.
But he's saying this is what he thinks should happen. Not saying that it's going to happen. He's saying now he's in this camp. Okay. He's thinking.
Now that's what I'm, and I think that's pretty pretty telling sign.
Who is this guy? What is he? Who is he?
He's like the Xbox developer that talks to people on Reddit.
Major asshole.
He's major asshole. But I just think that it's interesting that he's changed his opinion because he has the ear of a lot of people because a lot of people are on Reddit.
Okay, I agree.
I think it's interesting.
I agree
with him too.
Yeah, I think you should that. That should be fine. Include it in every box. But if you don't want to use it, then don't make people use it. Why would you?
I agree 100%. I think that they do need to go all in on the Kinect if they really want to make it a thing.
It shouldn't be separated.
I don't think they should release a Kinectless Xbox.
I think it's a bad move on their part. If they really want it to succeed, to allow us to unplug it. I don't know. Like, I... I It just has so many features built into it that they're going to want people to use.
But what if it sucks, though?
Well, then they can let us unplug it. It's not... This isn't something that they can't change later on.
Right. I don't know why they would need to change this now.
I don't. I'm just saying that it's an interesting point to bring up, and it's interesting that an Xbox One developer would actually go as far as to have that kind of opinion
publicly.
When you didn't hear rumblings like that so long ago. And on the subject of including a headset, I'm going back to the quote. On the subject of including a headset, it's a matter if Microsoft will eat this cost and make people who want the headset happy. Personally, I want a headset as I don't want to hear my buddies' voices mixed with game audio.
Does this guy work for Microsoft, or is he just developing a game for it?
I think he works for Xbox.
This looks like he should be fired.
When I read that, I was like, wow, that's a pretty bold statement.
Right. I don't think it's his place.
He's got the green box, which, you know, the only people that I've seen that for on the Xbox threads and Reddit are this guy and Major Nelson.
But maybe he's just a guy who's working on Rise or something.
We don't know who he is. I'm just saying that's a pretty
maybe he's doing the smart glass for Rise.
You can't say stuff like this.
Right.
Like this is they got to cut this dude off.
Right. where's the dictator kill signal?
Right.
This has probably been read by a lot of people. Paragraph here. And he is the confirmed Xbox One developer on Reddit. And he's saying that he doesn't think Kinect should be mandatory. It should still be in every box, but you shouldn't be forced to use it. And he's also saying that headsets should be in there because he doesn't want to hear voices mixed with game audio, which is really a slight on the Kinect
but not only that, he's basically saying if it's a matter of my company is too cheap or not to pay
that's the line that's the problem.
The quote is, it's a matter if Microsoft will eat this cost and make the people who want the headset happy, end quote.
Yep.
I mean, it's not his, I don't think, I mean, unless this guy is Youssef Mendy. I don't think it's his place to say that. I mean, I don't know what his position is.
Is there another reason why they wouldn't pack in the headset?
You can't say that, though.
I know they can't say that, but...
it's ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous. That's why I'm reading it on this show, because I can't believe someone said this. And that's why I took a break before I got to the sentence.
I heard he's a graduate of the Phil Fish School of Social Media, so I'm surprised that he would make this mistake. That would be like if Shipwreck went on Twitter and started saying, like, certain helicopter that he was working on, like, it'd be cool if his company sprang for, like, the more expensive tail rotor that works a little better. It's pretty weird.
This guy said some other crazy things.
I don't know.
This guy is going to be a guy we hear about losing his job at some point.
Right.
I clicked on his thing and I'm reading other posts by him now. I'm like,
I'm telling you, yeah. he's a dev on Smart Glass for what's that other game they have? Volt or something? What's the Spark?
Yeah.
Fuse, I think it's called.
I think Spark should... I know it won't be ready in time, but I think Spark should be included with the console.
They should include a Windows tablet with every console.
No.
You don't even want a free one? Frablet, dude. Frablet. Come on.
Uh-huh.
All right, what else we got here in Wombat's news and stuff?
I don't think there is much else.
I'm looking at a news item right here.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Nintendo posts Q1 net profit. The Wii U shipped 160,000 units worldwide in Q1.
That's not good.
No, worldwide. That's not even U.S. only.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's pathetic.
So now what happens? They're lying low.
Do you think they have a meeting every day where someone says, you should lower the price, and then they kick that guy out? Person gets fired.
Please understand.
They have meetings and they go, we need ideas on how to sell more Wii U's. And then before the person finishes the sentence, and the first person who brings up price drop is fired.
Right. He goes out the window.
Yeah. Because that's it. Yeah. That's what they need. They need a price drop.
It's coming. It's coming. Just wait. They're trying to get all the suckers to buy
the
now.
The problem is, it's not that. It's if you wait, if they wait until even October. You know, we've been talking for a while now that it's too early. It's too early to say things. Well, now it's August. So really, realistically, you have until Gamescom, which is in 2 weeks. And then it's not too early anymore. September is not too early to be talking about things that go on sale in November.
Yeah, we could do with a price drop like in September.
They need to do it before Gamescom, or it will have no effect on their sales, because people are going. That's when people are going to say, "I can't buy a new console now because I'd rather wait 2 months for a PlayStation 4."
Or they'll have pre-ordered their PlayStation 4.
Exactly. So if they don't. What they should have done is had the price drop at E3, but now it's almost, and it's really dangerously close.
Yeah,
you have
right.
maybe 2 weeks.
You're right.
Before it's too late, before the window is closed, before the impulse, because right now the only way I think anyone that's listening to this show that doesn't already own a Wii U is going to buy a Wii U is basically on impulse.
Well, if it's $200, they'll buy it. Right.
I don't think so.
$150 off the.
Well, eventually it's going to be $200.
Yeah, but
you just have to wait.
This price drop. I mean, it's still $350, right? That's what.
Yeah,
$350. But you know, they're doing the Sunday Ed dance where the retailers gets $50.
But you know what? $300 or even $350 with $50 back at that store is not a. It's not enough.
No.
As someone who doesn't own a Wii U, I'm not buying one at $300. When I already have another console on pre-order.
Plus game, plus tax. I mean, you're looking still at a quite a decent investment.
And there's part of me that really wants to play that new Super Mario Brothers game. I played it at my friend's house. It's a lot of fun. I would love to play that game at home. But you know what? I don't want to spend that much. I want to play the Scribblenauts DC Universe game. But I'm not spending $350 or $300 to do it. $250 is tempting.
Just to think how pretty Nintendo would be sitting right now if they came out with the Wii U like 2 years ago. By now, it would be $200, and everybody would just have it because they'd have games. It would be so cheap. Like, hey, why not? You know, who cares that the new systems are coming out? But they just waited and waited. Like, I don't know what happened.
And the window. I'm saying it now. The window has closed. This is it. I mean, you know, maybe a week. They have maybe a week to 2 weeks to possibly make some money off of a price drop. But by September, all people are going to be ready for the real next gen.
And then they're just going to say, okay, fuck it. When it's $200, maybe I'll consider it. And then I just maybe ignore it until then.
Maybe. But again, when you have this new console out, say you bought a PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah. Once you get that PS4, those Wii games aren't going to be looking that exciting.
Yeah, who cares about Mario when you have these new PlayStation, these gorgeous PlayStation 4 games to play?
1080p gaming.
People still care about.
They do.
Yeah.
But it's a limited.
I was going to say, I think that audience is getting smaller and smaller. And what is it going to be? What's going to be that linchpin? It's like, well, I could play the new hotness, or I could play another Mario game that's a year old.
It's Smash Brothers.
Is Smash Brothers still a system seller anymore? I mean, I'm not saying it's not, but is it still I don't know the answer to that. I'm trying to think really when was the last time a game came out that had a major impact on console sales? I feel like that's an antiquated term that I don't know if there's really a measurement against it. I'm not saying that there aren't games that sell a lot of copies. You know, Mario Kart for the Wii sold more copies. What did it sell? 10 million copies or some, a ridiculous number?
That sold consoles.
Did it sell consoles, or did it sell well because people already had the console?
No, I know a lot of people, like I saw it at stores constantly. Like people would go in and they'd get the Mario Kart. They'd come in for the Mario Kart and leave with the Mario Kart and the Wii U or the Wii. Not the Wii U.
Not the Wii U.
Not that. That has never happened.
The question. I mean, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I just don't know the answer. Was the bump up in console sales enough to warrant calling Mario Kart the best-selling game of last generation? I think it is, right? Isn't it? Wasn't it the best-selling game? Doesn't matter. one of the best-selling games of last generations, I'll throw in that caveat, you know, was it really a system seller, or was it just a game that sold well on a system that already sold really well?
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, those are people are buying the Wii to play games with Mario and Zelda and Link and those dudes.
Well, they're not buying games to play. They're not buying a console to play games with Mario in it right now.
Well, right.
Well, but there's only one, and it doesn't look any different than what they have played like so many times in the recent years. I mean, it's not really the Mario game that people want.
Right. When people are talking about the Xbox One launch, like the generous launch of like starting in the announcement in when February, whenever March, if it goes the way of the Wii U, then you'll know it was a real disaster. If it doesn't go the way of the Wii of the year, then you know it wasn't that bad. This is the barometer right now, pretty much, for crash and burn. So yeah. You'll see how bad the Xbox, if that any of that Xbox One stuff mattered a bit, you know, this time next year. So we'll see. Well, they'll, you know, we'll see if they can turn it around once the games start coming out, but maybe it'll just seem like Wombat says, it's going to seem like old news. Pachter was right. Remember Pachter like a couple years ago? He kept talking about the Wii HD. Nintendo was going to release a Wii HD. He was just like, his schedule was right. Nintendo's schedule was a couple years behind. Too bad. Too bad, Luthor. No, that's not the right
one. It's not a bad little machine either. It's just price too high.
Yeah, way too high.
How about some Wombat's, no, CAG bag.
No, CAG bag.
Wombat's jerk. CAG bag. Private stock. No. Fortunato writes in and he says, I currently have a Vita and a PS4 on pre-order. Like Shipwreck, I like to play games in bed before I go to sleep. The Vita titles haven't wowed me so far, so I plan to purchase the PS4's new streaming technology. I plan to use the PS4's streaming technology to play PS4 games on my Vita. Should I stick with this plan, or do you think the new upcoming titles for the Wii U justify getting one to play Wii U games in bed using the tablet? Also, like Ship, cost isn't much of a factor for me, but I don't have a lot of room for extra consoles. NVIDIA Shield. Two words.
I think the Vita... It's interesting that he says the Vita titles haven't wowed him so far. I wonder what kind of games he's been playing. If he's been playing the crappy versions of the PS3 franchises, then I could see that. But
yeah,
there's a lot of good games on the Vita. They're just all the small indie portable stuff. So yeah, if you're looking to play like a PS4 type of game, like a console type of game, then I don't know. I worry about the PS4 streaming to the Vita, whether or not that's going to be satisfactory or not.
It should be okay, I feel.
But you're missing buttons.
Oh, that part. But yeah, the Wii U, didn't you say you were disappointed with the distance that you got?
Well, this is the thing. I think I've been considering doing this too. Is if you put the Wii U in your bedroom, and you don't even have to hook it up to a TV.
Oh, you can just play the games on the
tablet. You just play the games on the tablet for the games that you can do that with.
Right.
Mario.
Then it's you're truly playing a console game, caliber game in your hands. So it's, I don't know. Like, but that's, if that's all you're going to do with the Wii U, I don't know if that's worth
buying. And all games aren't supported on that thing, on the tablet.
No, but quite a few are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the answer was
PS4. There's not a great great answer to this question, I don't think. There's a reason you can't play console caliber games in bed.
Let's see. Running Cat writes in via Twitter and says, I'm still wondering where the video game consoles are built other than it being in China. They're all built by Foxconn, the same place that builds iPhones and stuff. Now, actually, I have a question for Shipwreck. I'm turning this around. How come Shipwreck's an engineer? He knows the answer to all these questions. Okay. How come Apple can use Foxconn and build like millions of iPhones a month? Okay. But the console guys, they're who are also using Foxconn, they can only squeeze out like, I don't know, what, like 250,000 a month, like in the beginning.
The consoles are bigger and they have more than one part.
No, I'm asking Shipwreck.
A lot of it would have to do with order size number and the priority in the.
Okay. So Apple knows that they can sell a couple million iPhones in a month, like in the launch week. So they can just go nuts.
Yeah. They would have the priority there to be able to secure the manufacturing facilities want to go with the companies that are going to keep them busy.
Right. The biggest order.
Secondly, like they have all of the tooling in place to make those devices.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to create anything new because that's one of the reasons why you keep your design similar. That's why the iPhones keep with the same style for a while, is because then you don't have to create new tooling and you don't have to disrupt manufacturing.
Right, which you can't if you want to crank out millions of these at a shot when they first come out.
Right, which is a big reason why you can't get these up to speed very quickly. As far as, I mean, you have to get all the stuff up and running correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to order all of the materials. You have to order all of the tooling. You have to train the employees. You got to program the machines. It's a lot to start up a new operation like that.
Right. And so, when you're doing a new console, you're basically starting from scratch.
Right. So that's pretty much the only reason why they can't.
Now I know. You're supposed to say knowing is half the battle.
Who, me or Wombat?
Somebody.
Well, I'm not going to humor you.
Great. Thanks a lot. You ruined it. You all ruined it.
Anytime.
Well, that was good.
GOJO Retaliation came out this week on Blu-ray.
How is that? Do I need to watch the first one to watch the second one? And is one better than the other?
Retaliation is better than the first movie.
Okay. Can I go right to that?
You can just go right to that, yeah.
But all right.
Don't think of it as anything amazing, but it's fun.
It's an action movie.
Yeah.
What else here? Anything on this list, Wombat, of questions that you are interested in talking about?
Nothing jumping out at me. A lot of it we talked about already.
Right. Okay. Well, that's okay. Yep.
How about the ads? How about that, Wombat? The ads for NVIDIA Shield that were everywhere.
They were everywhere on every website.
Helped?
No. No, but they probably spent a lot of money.
When you say everywhere, you mean on websites or?
Yeah, on most video game websites today. Mm-hmm. They all had the same ads for the NVIDIA with the same skins and the same.
Damn, I want that.
Same pushdowns. Lots of OPA pushdowns.
OPA for life.
Yeah, so it was the pain in the butt.
Why? What do you mean a pain in the butt? For you?
Lots of rich media ads that made my web pages load slow.
Oh. You should block ads, dude. Ads are so annoying, right?
They are. Hey, I am a media strategist. I don't know if I can handle that.
What, blocking ads, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So annoying. Can't you do something about it and make it less annoying?
Well, I don't have any NVIDIA ads running on my website.
Oh, the NVIDIA ones that are bad specifically.
Yeah, those were bad, yes. I try not to do more than one rich media ad unit per page.
I heard the ads run fine if you have an NVIDIA graphics card.
I bet they do.
Did you wear your NVIDIA Shield t-shirt?
I should have worn it today. I'm wearing my Rise shirt today.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
Big fan. Big fan
of the shirt
of
or the game? Big fan of free shirts. Big fan
it's
of free shirts.
It's a good shirt. It's an American Apparel shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, it's high quality.
Speaking of ads, I took all the ads off CAG for now because I discovered that more than half of you guys block the ads anyway and that they're not really making that much money. So enjoy. No ads. Wombat complained. He didn't like the OPAs.
Yes, I complained. I told you it was a bad idea from the beginning. So.
What? Using the 970 by 90 banner?
Yep. Yes.
Because they don't pay anything?
Yes.
I know. It's okay. Yeah, I'm paying. Okay. Look at it this way. I am paying to have no ads on CAG, basically. In a way. In some way. I think, maybe it'll be better. Maybe people will buy more shit because there's less ads. What do you think of
that?
There
you go. It could happen.
Could happen. Who knows?
Beats me.
And we'll never find out because it sounds like you need to like analyze a lot of data to figure that out. I'm not going to do that. All right. One last question from the A-Dog, because I missed this one from last week. And I just went crazy here. Question for Cheapy and Ship. I'm seriously considering holding off on getting the new consoles until next year and going all out and getting a gaming PC. Now that both of you have been PC gaming for a while, what would you recommend I go for it? I would definitely recommend that you go for it, because for two reasons. One, yeah, it's fun to have the new consoles and stuff, but the games at launch are always just, you know, mostly miss. There's just not that many. But if you get a PC, you'll be playing all the shit except for the console exclusives, and it's going to look better than the console version and probably play better and just be generally better. So I say get a PC. Shipwreck?
Yeah, I have no qualms with recommending a PC at this point, which is really strange to me. Like 2 years ago, I would have not even considered it.
Right, but me too.
They've come such a long way in just working now.
Right. If you get an NVIDIA graphics card, they have that thing called the GeForce Experience, the software that updates the drivers for you. It sets the graphic settings based on the hardware that you have automatically. You got Steam Big Picture mode, so if you want to play with a controller and you want to play in your living room, you can do that.
Everything maps. You don't have to map the controller anymore. Nope. It knows you have a 360 controller. It's happy.
Right, you're good to go. As long as it's on when you launch the game, you're good to go. It's great. I spend way more time gaming on PC now, so I say do it. Boo! And with that, I think it's time to say goodbye until next week. We will remind you to follow us on Twitter, GBD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, Video Game Deals, and you can go to Facebook.com/CheapAssGamer and listen to Wombat's other podcast called Uninformed Opinions. Look for it on iTunes. What's the upcoming show going to be, Wombat?
Well, the most recent one we did, I mentioned earlier, was sitcoms. I don't know what next week is going to be yet. Any ideas?
Headsets.
Headsets.
And the importance of headsets in the Xbox One and sexism in Saints Row 4.
Yeah, we don't talk about video game stuff. We avoid it. We avoid it like the plague.
Huh. Right. What did you think of? I started to read those tweets about the sexism or whatever. I don't even understand these terms anymore.
Yeah, there were terms I had never heard either in those tweets.
There are these modern sexist.
No, was it heteronormalcy?
Man, it's terms to describe.
And that was, which was, yeah, I don't know what that means.
And you work for a gay company. If anybody should know that, you should know that.
Yeah.
So I had to stop reading the tweets.
Yeah, I did
also,
too.
It's also Saints
Row. I think
Row.
If you're taking a, if Saints Row 4 is the game you're going to go after for not being like perfectly PC and like appealing to everybody without insulting anybody, I think you're going after the wrong game.
Especially since you have full capability in the game to play the main character as a woman. You know?
Well, I think that a lot of the complaints were there were still like female strippers in the White House and...
Yeah, it's supposed to be dumb.
Right, exactly.
The main character is supposed to be dumb. Did you notice that? It's supposed to be a joke. Like that this guy could become president, and even though he's like a goofy gang leader, the whole thing is goofy. It's a goof. The whole game is a goof.
You're a goof.
Anyway, it's a good game, but it's goofy. It's supposed to be goofy. Oh, right, Mickey? Goofy.
I think Twitter just didn't have enough drama for the day. So,
right. But that was a good one.
Between that and Dragon's Crown.
What was the drama on Dragon's Crown?
That's the game with the big bouncy boobs.
Right, and, right. The source.
And Polygon gave it not a low score, but a pretty low score with a 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
And people are outraged because one of the reasons is the gratuitous art style, which the reviewer was not a fan of.
Oh.
Which is understandable.
Well, it's his opinion. It's his review.
Her opinion.
Hers.
But yes.
Plot twist.
But that's her opinion, and she's entitled to it. and I can understand why she wouldn't like it.
Oh man, smart job, Polygon, putting the woman on the dragon.
Well, that's the only thing that you know, it's she's entitled to her opinion, and it doesn't take anything away. But to say that Polygon didn't know what they were doing,
right?
Yeah, you know.
But hey, it's fair. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But yes, why not?
Cool. I don't know. Whatever.
I have no problem with, I guess, people complaining about the sexism in games like Dragon's Crown and Saints Row. But at the same time, I can't take it too seriously because that's what those games are.
Right.
Like, there's... I don't know. It's like complaining about sexism in Playboy or something. Hmm. Like, it just doesn't... You're going after the wrong thing.
You're
like,
in the wrong area.
Right.
Is that out this week? It's out next week, right? Dragon's Crown?
Playboy? I think it's...
it comes out once a month, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember when I found my dad's Playboy collection. That was pretty glorious.
Mm-hmm.
These days, like, that means nothing, right?
Nothing.
Like, if you find your dad's Playboy collection now, it's actually a step down from what you already have available.
On your... I know. Kids have no idea. They have no idea.
So you have it so easy.
Mm-hmm.
You're all probably getting laid like no problem because all the girls watch porn from a young age.
I doubt it.
Everybody's getting laid, Wombat. Get ready for that.
Let's not think about that.
Anyway, I think it's time to say goodbye. So we will see you next week.
Haha, Brett's done.
You see a business card? Cheap. Strathmore stock. 60 pound. Holds a crease. Can you tear it? Absolutely. Looks like crap? It is crap. It's the same size of every other business card in my hand that you guys just gave me. These aren't even your cards. That card looks like crap too. One color. Nothing special about it. Let me see. What's it say on it? Name of the company in Atlanta. It's an agency. This guy's a CSO, Chief Strategic Officer. Wow, I'm impressed. So what? He's an officer. I know companies that are worth $10,000 a year, and the guy's a CEO. I will never make a criticism if I don't have a resolution. You see that card? This is the most impressive business card I've ever seen. It's mine. It took me 25 years to design this. This card is expensive. It's about $4 a card because of the stock. It doesn't fit in a Rolodex because it doesn't belong in a Rolodex. It's the kind of thing where your card should be so good that even if they don't like you, they won't throw it out because it demonstrates incredible marketing capability. Life is not about being liked. It's about being effective. My card is die cut. My card is foil stamped. My card is embossed. Crowds guaranteed. You're kidding. My card, instead of telling you that I'm a CEO, because who cares about my title, tells you about the result I generate. I build crowds. Guaranteed. What do you do? Guaranteed.